Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hi there, I'm Mark Griffiths, one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development. And I'm joined today by Ty Hubbard, who is the founder and principal consultant at the HR Hub. Ty, for 19 years now at New Leaf Training Development, we've focused on our purpose of helping people and organisations better manage themselves, lead others and grow business acumen. What are your recommended best practices to help people and organisations be their best? But please do start by telling us a little bit more about what you do and who you serve.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Mark. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you about the HR Hub a little bit. The HR Hub is a human resources consulting firm I founded to help organizations strengthen their people strategy and workforce culture. We specialize in supporting small businesses and healthcare organizations. You know, two areas where HR often has to do more with less, and we're getting it right directly impacts performance, engagement, and well-being. Our services at the HR Hub span across employee engagement and retention, organizational culture, leadership development, compensation and benefits, and even HRIS implementation. We also advise on how to responsibly integrate tools like HR or AI into HR processes and why the focus should always be on keeping the human element at the center of the work. What sets the HR Hub apart is the blend of strategic insight and hands-on experience. Mark, I bring with over 15 years of progressive HR leadership experience, including time with large healthcare systems like HCA Healthcare, as well as venture capital and private equity backed companies. I've led HR through rapid growth, cultural transformations, and M&A integrations, as well as leadership development initiatives. All of that experience, I believe, allows me to step in not just as a consultant, but as a partner and a trusted advisor, someone who understands the complexities leaders face and can help them align people strategies with business goals in a practical and, most importantly, a value-driven way. At the HR Hub, we believe great organizations are built through intentional leadership, a strong culture, and a commitment to excellence. And that's exactly what we help our clients achieve.
Awesome. So in relation to when it comes to best practices to allow people and organizations to be their best, what would you say the kind of key headlines would be?
You know, Mark, that's a powerful question because those three elements of self-management, leadership, and business acumen are truly the pillars of sustainable success for both individuals and organizations. First, for managing yourself, I believe it all starts with self-awareness and discipline. I'm a big believer that the idea of the consistency beats intensity. Whether you're a CEO or an entry-level employee, how you show up every day matters. Practices like reflection, intentional goal setting, time blocking aren't, they aren't flashy, Mark, but they build trust in yourself and trust from others. And in leadership, trust is currency. I'll tell you this, Mark, I'm a big fan of leadership lessons by John Wooden. John Wooden was a UCLA basketball coach from the late 40s through the mid 70s. And he once posed the question, how do you expect to lead others if you can't lead yourself? He was right. He's absolutely right. The second one, when it comes to leading others, I encourage people to lead with clarity, empathy, and accountability. People want to know where they're going and why it matters, and that their leader cares about them as a human being. I often say your job as a leader is to remove obstacles, amplify strengths of your colleagues and your direct reports, and create a culture of psychological safety where people can contribute and they can grow. People, when they're drawn to their jobs, they really want that growth. Compensation seems like one of the biggest things that attracts people to their jobs, but personal growth and professional growth is huge too. And that's where the real engagement happens. And that's where the magic happens.
I love that.
And finally, for growing business acumen, HR professionals and leaders alike need to think beyond traditional silos. Understand how your work connects to revenue, operations, and strategy. Ask good questions. Ask great questions. Sit in on cross-functional meetings. When I was at HCA, Mark, we implemented a program called Walk in My Shoes. The more you understand the broader business context, the more value you can bring. One thing I do with clients is help them build that bridge between people strategy and business outcomes. Because the truth is, you can't scale business without scaling leadership and talent alongside it.
Ty, you're definitely speaking my and our language. I really want to thank you for the time that you've put into preparing for this session and some of those amazing lessons and tips that you've just shared there in relation to best practices to allow people and organizations to be their best. So thank you for that. On
Absolutely.
behalf of everyone watching this back, I think we would all agree that was an exceptional take five. But before we sign off, just a reminder to our subscribers to keep an eye on the events page of our website for the professional development opportunities we offer on a regular basis. Have a wonderful rest of the day.
I hope you found that interview useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.